This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
There's been a lot of talk about the middle linebackers in this year's Hall of Fame class, mostly because both are deserving of Canton. Now, we had Ray Lewis with us last week, and today we have Brian Urlacher, who, like Ray Lewis, was a Defensive Player of the Year, multiple All-Pro choice, first-team All-Decade, and one of 15 finalists for the Hall's Class of 2018. Hey, Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it. Let's start with a layup, Brian. I'll give you the easy one. Softball's coming. You're a finalist for the Hall in your first year of eligibility. Is this a big deal to you? Because we had Brett Favre on here a couple years ago, and he said it really wasn't that much of a big deal to him. How about you?
You know, it's exciting, and it's an honor to be just on this list, a short list of players. But it's, you know, the only time people always ask me, how do you feel? I go, I don't really think about it, honestly, until people ask me about it. And I'm pretty excited for the process to be over, whether I get in or I don't get in. I just honestly tired of talking about it to everybody because everyone makes a big deal. If I don't sit around and ponder it and think about it, I was talking to Lance Briggs last week, and it's not going to change what type of player I was. It's not going to change my nothing's going to change about my career except for the fact that if I get in or don't get in, that's really it. You know, my stats aren't going to change between now and Saturday when you guys vote.
Hey, Brian, when did you start thinking about the Hall of Fame? Was it during your playing days, after your playing days, or even before your NFL days? When?
It had to be after, you know, because it wasn't really a thought in my mind when I played. You know, there's so much going on during the season. That was the last thing I was thinking about during my career. And then I probably about the last two or three years is when it started crossing my mind. People will start talking about it more and more. And that's probably actually the most I thought about it was the last couple of years.
Well, last week we had Kevin Mowley on, who confronted you a few times during your playing days, and also was
he was a pain in my rear end when I played against him.
Well, apparently you were too, because we asked him. You know, you or Ray Lewis, who did he think the better player was? And he said he felt that you were a much more physical player, and that Ray kind of ran around block and was protected by his linemen, but you took people on, and he thought you were the better player, the better middle linebacker. What do you think?
Well, I think that's nice, very kind words. I think everyone feels differently about different players. You know, he was definitely one of the best players I played against. He was so athletic. You know, he could get outside. He could also take you on and hold you like they all do. but I don't know. You know, Ray did some things well. I did some things well. We were different players. I played in two different systems. I think he did as well. I mean, if you can take one or the other, it doesn't really matter. You know, Ray has two rings. You know, I will say that. I wish I had just one. But it's tough to compare because we were in different systems, but we both did a lot of things well. I will say that.
We're speaking with Hall of Fame finalist Brian Urlacher on the Talk of Fame Network, and you can find us on the web at talkoffamenetwork.com or on Twitter at Talk of Fame Net. And Brian, since we're talking about what other players said about you, no less an authority than Aaron Rodgers, who will be in Canton someday, said, quote, Brian Urlacher should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. What he did at middle linebacker revolutionized the game, unquote. You want to explain the second part of that? How did you revolutionize the game at middle linebacker?
That's a good question. I mean, those are very high praise coming from the guy who I think is the best in the business right now. I mean, Aaron's a stud. He does everything well. He throws it great, obviously, runs it, never gets him in a bad play. But I think just the way I played pass defense. You know, when Lovie came in and changed our defense around and let us, it wasn't a traditional cover two. I didn't run down the middle every play. There were times I had to run down the middle, but there's a lot of times I would read the offense and got to kind of drop off of them. So it kind of gave me more freedom to be close to the line of scrimmage and do more things with my athletic ability. And also not just me, but with Lance and Nick and Pisa, whoever was playing Sam linebacker, also gave them some freedom to do some things as well.
You know, Brian, back in the 90s and the 2000 decade, I spent a lot of time working on the draft. And I remember talking to you at the combine, and it really intrigued me that you were coming out as a safety. And I was intrigued by the prospect of possibly keeping you at the safety position in the NFL, because you would, you talk about revolutionizing a position. A guy with your size and your speed at safety, how difficult was the transition for you to go to middle linebacker?
You know, people talked about keeping me at safety. I think that would have been a mistake. I just don't think I was fast enough. It would have been fun, don't get me wrong. But I just don't know if I can cover some of those slot receivers. The tight ends, I think I could have covered for sure. But the transition from free safety to middle linebacker was hard at first, but just because the defense in the NFL, there's so much terminology and so much stuff you have to learn. And in college, I felt like our defense was simple. You know, I covered the half, or I played free, or I got in the box. So it was pretty simple. But just the intricacies of an NFL defense, there's so much to learn. That's what I had a hard time with at first.
The Hall of Fame is obviously about the best of the best, and there's always second orders, even in the Hall of Fame, from what, you know, Hall of Famers that I know tell me. You know, when they get in the room together, you know, they look at each other and say, who's the best in this room? Your position, you know, middle linebacker. And I will give you this caveat. You know, I grew up at a time when Dick Butkus was the guy, and I was against the position, and I wanted to be Dick Butkus, and so he'll always be the greatest in my eyes. Just like my dad thought Joe Louis was the greatest heavyweight, and I thought it was Muhammad Ali. That's just sort of how it is. So who was your guy? Who's the greatest middle linebacker, in your opinion?
In my opinion right now, I mean, it's going to be hard for me to take away from Dick Butkus just because I played for the Bears. I've seen a lot of footage on him. But, I don't want to short myself when I say this, but Ray Lewis was pretty damn good. For his longevity, as long as he played, you know, Dick only played for, 10, 11 years? You would know better than I would. I don't know the exact length of his career. You look how many years Ray played, and I will say this about myself, too. I feel like there was a period in there where I was also better than Ray. You know, there's 5 or 6 years there where we went head-to-head there, and our stats are very comparable. But for the longevity that Ray played, I mean, he is right there with Dick Butkus, in my opinion. So it's just so hard to pick because of eras and players and people staying healthy. You know, Dick's health wasn't always that good. You know, at the end of his career, he could barely walk. So it's just hard to pick.
Well, it's funny you say that because Ray had no trouble picking his guy, Ray Lewis.
He did.
That's good. Some people feel that way about themselves. I have a hard time saying that about myself, but, you know, it comes easy for some people.
I was going to say to you, full disclosure, we had Ray on last week and we asked him, he said, I'm going to pick me. Since you mentioned Dick Butkus, Brian, I want to ask you, how difficult was it to move into that position, the middle linebacker position, in Chicago, where all middle linebackers associated not only with Dick Butkus, but with Mike Singletary, both Hall of Famers.
And Bill George as well.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, the media made a huge deal of it. When I got there, it was a big deal because, you know, I started out as Sam linebacker, which I was terrible, so I got replaced. But, you know, I moved to Mike week two or three. But, you know, I heard about, the media talked about the tradition there so much, and I didn't grow up being a Bears fan, so it didn't mean that much to me until I got there. And then that changed real quick, but... You know, there wasn't a lot of pressure for me because I felt like if I just went out there and did my job and ran to the football and played hard, I'd be fine. And it worked out pretty good for me. You know, it's just, in my position, it's the most coveted position on defense in the NFL to play middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears. I mean, what you think of all the great linebackers we've had, and that's where you want to be. If you play middle linebacker, you want to be in that category.
Brian, how did Lovie Smith and that staff make you a better player?
Man, I attribute so much of my success to them. Don't get me wrong. Our Coach Jerron, Coach Blosch, Coach Lindsay, my first staff was unbelievable as well. But I played longer for Coach Smith, and I got deeper into that system, if that makes sense. I understood the defense more. I knew exactly what I was doing, what everyone else was doing. And what they did was they made sure that I knew what everyone else was doing. You know, there was no stone unturned. Every snap, every guy on that defense knew exactly where to go. And it made playing defense easy because you weren't thinking, you were just playing. You know, I always say, I think when people start thinking on the football field, it's not good. It's not a good situation because it slows you down and you start playing a little slow. So I think if guys aren't thinking, they're just reacting, they're playing fast. And that's what we did in Chicago for all those years. We just played fast and reacted, and we got a ton of takeaways.
Well, Brian, you know, I've talked to so many players over the years, and so many of them tell me that, you know, playing in the NFL is great, being a big college program is great, but there's really nothing like high school and being a, you know, that high school football player on that high school.
Yeah.
So in your case, what was the bigger thrill, reaching the Super Bowl or leading Lovington High to a 14-0 season in the state championship?
Man, you said it. High school football is the greatest. It was so much fun because I played with guys from 7th grade until we were seniors. It was the same class because we only had one high school where I grew up. So we stayed together all those years and went from being 0-6 in 8th grade 2-5 in ninth grade, and then my senior year we were 14-0 undefeated. So that was a pretty cool feat. You know, we all stuck together. Like I said, it was the same guys from seventh grade to my senior year, and we got better every year. Now, obviously, playing football as an adult, it was pretty cool because you got paid to do it. So, we were actually all a bunch of big kids, is what we were in NFL at the Bears, at least. Just a bunch of guys having a good time and having fun out there.
How much does the pressures change, Brian, between those two things? I mean, it was a lot of pressure in high school. You're trying to, play for state.
Yeah,
that's a big
ton of pressure in high school. You know, the pressure. I didn't feel different. You know, high school was a lot of fun. You had to worry about your girlfriend. You got to do your homework. You know, that stuff's really stressful back then. You thought it was tough back then, but you get to the NFL and you're expected to win. You're expected to do certain things. So it's a little different when you're expected to win and expected to perform at a certain level every day.
Hey, Brian, and we're speaking with Hall of Fame linebacker, linebacker finalist Brian Urlacher on the top.
Nominee,
of the
there you go.
Yeah, nominee, it's right. And I started this segment by saying, you know, I'm going to throw you the softball and give you the easy one. Now I'm going to throw the hard one high and inside on you.
Okay.
I know you don't like to tout yourself, but if you were to stand in front of us today, all the voters, 48, and make your case, not versus anyone else, but only for yourself,
Yeah. Tell
us why you belong in Canton. What would you tell us?
Oh, my gosh. That is a hard question. That's why I have Dan Pompey.
You got a good one. You got a good one.
Good man.
You know, I was telling someone that I said, if it comes down to my presenter, I'm in. Because Dan does a great job, you know.
He's good.
He'll tell you everything you want to know, but I'm not a huge stat guy. I've never been a huge stat guy, but my stats are pretty damn good. You know, you look at my stats and you compare them at certain times to other guys' stats in my era, I guess. They add up pretty well, and they're not better than most of them. I feel like I was a pretty good teammate. I don't know if that really matters in the voting process, but I feel like I was a pretty good teammate my whole career. You know, I tried to get to know everybody in that locker room, from the rookie free agents to the guys who were, you know, the high-paid free agents. So I felt like I was pretty good to everybody. Never had any issues with my coaches. I don't know, man. I don't really know what the criteria is besides stats to get over that hump.
Brian, Hall of Fame ring or Super Bowl ring?
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Why?
You know, and that's a good question. I had some discussion the other day with my wife, and she said, that would you rather have a Hall of Fame or be a Super Bowl? I said, I really want a Super Bowl. She goes, a lot of guys win Super Bowls who don't really play, and they have rings. I go, that's a pretty good point. Because the Hall of Fame is a pretty elite class, and I do agree with that.
Well, when you think about it, though, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, you don't sit around thinking about it all day long, but I've seen a lot of guys, I just heard a lot of guys say that, Brian, but then when the moment comes and they're in and they're on that stage and all those great players are standing behind them, and there's only 1% of the guys who ever played in the Hall of Fame, it seems to hit them, the enormity of it all. Do you think
that's likely
to happen?
I don't know. Well, my wife hit me with it the other day. I was like, oh, you're right. So, you know, she kind of flipped my thinking real quick in about 2 seconds, which she does all the time. But I don't know. I mean, I hope I get a chance to find out this year. You know, I've been around a bunch of guys who are in the Hall of Fame and have made the Hall of Fame. So it's cool. You know, it's a very elite class of football players in that category, that's for sure.
Brian Urlacher, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck with your Hall of Fame candidacy. And we'll see you in Minneapolis. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. Yes, we will. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it.
Thanks, Brian.
That was Hall of Fame finalist Brian Urlacher. Up next, it's a 2-minute drill.